Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens, and today we're talking to Andrea Smith. She's the Agricultural Support Manager for High Desert Food and Farm Alliance. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Dave.
Nice to meet you. First time I've ever had you in the
studio.
Yeah,
I've never been in here before.
Yeah. Let's start with, we've talked to you guys before, but for people that don't know, what is High Desert Food and Farm Alliance?
High Desert Food and Farm Alliance, or HDFFA, whichever mouthful you prefer.
Sure.
We're a local nonprofit serving the Tri-County area, Deschutes, Crook, and Jefferson counties, and Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. We have kind of three overarching main program areas: food access work, agricultural support work, and our outreach and education through our directory.
You got a lot going on.
We do. We
have a lot. Serve a large area.
Yeah. I mean, Tri-County area, it's a pretty large geographical space, but it's a really important part of our food system here to be reliant on all three counties and know that we're interconnected.
Sure, sure. Let's talk about this directory that you have coming out. What's that all about?
So every year, HDFFA publishes our Food and Farm Directory, which is a print and online database, essentially, of local foods, farm or food businesses, farms, ranches, and anything in between. So if you're looking for a farmer's market or somewhere that you can buy a quarter cow or where you can sign up for a community supported agriculture share, you can head to our website, or you can head to a store and find our directory or find us at farmer's markets in the summer and look through and find a business listing.
Oh, wow. Okay. And that's up at the website soon.
Yeah. So our updated version will be published in May, but pretty soon in the next couple of weeks, we'll be recruiting any businesses that want to be included for a listing, and any people that are interested in becoming partners and getting any other benefits like free access to our workshops or educational networking events, things like that.
Okay. We'll say it several times in the interview, but let's start with that website if somebody wants to go check that out.
HDFFA.org.
Right. That stands for High Desert Food and Farm Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's HD.
HDFFA.org.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's not so hard. HDFFA.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. We got it. We'll repeat it again for anybody that happened to miss that. We're going to talk about your fundraiser in just a moment, but I kind of wanted to go in chronological order here. You were telling me about some grants for farmers that are available.
Yeah, so as the agricultural support manager, I oversee all of our ag programs. I work with a lot of farmer and rancher businesses in Central Oregon, food producers, people that are supplying food to our community here. And one of the main things we try and do is help the resiliency of those businesses. And right now what I have going on is a grant program where folks can apply, businesses, farm businesses can apply for up to $3,000. It's kind of a mini grant, but up to $3,000 in funds towards permanent fixtures, supplies, or business professional development. So like if you're looking for cold storage or a movable chicken pen and need some extra funds to help with that, then this is a great opportunity for that.
It's interesting how you guys are working both sides of the one of the issues here. Mm-hmm. You're working with food insecurity, but then also helping promote all these local farms and ranchers or whatever, different food markets and all that to just tackle the problem from both sides.
Yeah.
Right? Am I catching that right?
Totally. So on our food access side of things, we typically, as much as possible, source from these farmers that are in Central Oregon to be able to provide fresh local food, the freshest food possible, and build up our food system here in Central Oregon. So if you're participating in our food access programs, then typically you're getting food from a farm somewhere in Central Oregon as well.
Okay. So let's talk about the fundraiser now. Now, this is raising money for what part of your guys' puzzle?
This will be going towards all of our program activities.
Both sides of the equation. You guys are calling this thing Super Bowl Fundraiser, and I have to be careful here. I need to make sure that people realize that you guys spelled it S-O-U-P-E-R,
Bowl All
Fundraiser,
caps.
For the S-O-U-P.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl Fundraiser. Has nothing to do with a big game.
Except that it's in anticipation.
Anticipation of the game. Sure. Yeah. Sure. And this is going to be on February 3rd. What day of the week is that?
That is a Saturday.
Okay. So it's not on the day of that big game that we were talking about.
No, we don't want any interference there.
Yeah. You don't want to mess that up. But Super Bowl fundraiser is a unique idea. Tell us exactly how this works.
Yeah. So as a fundraiser for us, you'll be spending $15 for a ticket, and that'll give you access to samples from a bunch of different local restaurants that are kind of vying for a first spot. You'll be voting on which your favorite soup is. They're competing.
Okay.
you'll be getting samples from each of the businesses and voting on those. And this is supposed to be a family-friendly event. This is going to be super fun and really involved. And the businesses I'm actually really excited about, the ones that we have confirmed. And I'll just list them out.
Yeah, please
right
do.
Now.
Yeah.
Anthony's down in the Old Mill District, The Bodega Market, Bar Rio, Shimshon Family, Brasada Ranch, Cascade Lakes Brewing, Deschutes Brewing, Fix and Repeat, Mountain Burger, Pine Tavern, Schoolhouse Produce up in Redmond, and Spork are all going to be there with soups. And we're hoping to get one or two more as well.
Okay. And they're kind of donating this to help you guys out as well. So we want to make sure that we get their names out there so people can appreciate that they're
We really want to amplify their businesses.
Yeah.
And like you're going there to choose your favorite, but you're also going there to support all of the businesses that
now,
are there.
Have they been told that it has to be a certain type of soup, or are we going to see all kinds of weird stuff? Or from, I shouldn't say weird stuff, all kinds of different things.
From what I'm aware, it's up to them what they bring.
Okay.
Who knows? Maybe there will be a chili, which there might be some controversy on if that's a soup or not.
Oh, that would be a controversy, wouldn't it? This is going to be a big deal. That following Monday, we'll do a whole show about the big controversy happened at the Super Bowl fundraiser. I like it. I got to make it out to this one. I mean, $15, sample all these great soups and help out a good cause.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. Are there more? Is there more information online?
Yeah, you'll head to our website, hdffa.org, and tickets are on sale right now for the Super Bowl. So buy your ticket soon.
All right. We're talking to Andrea Smith. She's the Agricultural Support Manager for High Desert Food and Farm Alliance. And I appreciate you coming in. I think this is going to be a great event. It's coming up quick.
Yeah, thanks. It's a pretty quick turnaround, so make sure you get your ticket in, and I'm really excited to be able to talk about everything we've got going on.
Yeah. Now, you get your ticket in advance?
Yes.
Somehow I missed that. Yes. Get the ticket.
You
just
can get them
about,
online.
I was just thinking about soup. Yeah. So go online, get your tickets in advance, and secure your spot. Because, I mean, this could sell out, right?
Potentially. We have a lot of space, but we'd love to sell this out.
That would be awesome. I think you might. It sounds like a great event.
I'm really excited.
Thanks again for coming in. Give us the website one more time.
You'll find more information at hdffa.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.